Well, hello and good evening, everybody. It's another Friday night. And as usual, my best friend, Peroni, has turned up to welcome the Friday night with me. Now, here's a femon in the thumbnail that looks pretty sad. Well, she's a pretty sad person anyway. She's a TikToker. And I went on TikTok for a bit, and they all seem to be kind of have mental issues, don't they? And this femon is no different. This femon went to France on her own. Now, bearing in mind, this is an American. But she was very disappointed in France because nearly everybody spoke French. Well, I can understand that. It's very unusual. But come to think of it, I went to Thailand, and most of the people there spoke Thai. But anyway, this femon did try and fit in France when she was on holiday there. She even bought a beret. What do they call it? Berry. But unfortunately, buying a beret like that and putting it on your head doesn't make you speak French. And she said, this femon anyway, she felt isolated there. But probably the whole reason she went to France in the first place was to take pictures so she can put it on TikTok. Most of these femons aren't really where they are, they're just doing it for TikTok. Because they think everybody wants to know what they're doing, and they always pretend they're having a great time. And of course, this femon was very perturbed because New Year's Eve, there didn't seem to be any restaurants open either. Well, I guess this femon expected to go there and it'd be exactly the same as the place she was in. And if that was the case, why did she go there in the first place? I know, you're thinking she went all on her own, but she didn't. She went with all her TikTok friends, sort of mentally anyway. And of course, they're not real friends, they're just electronic buddies. See, maybe I'm just different, but when I go on holiday somewhere, I want it to be completely different than where I'm at. I want the vehicles to look different, the buildings to look different, the people to look different, the people to talk different, the money to be different. I want to go there because I want to change. This femon basically just wasted her money. And apparently the French people didn't actually welcome her like she thought they would, because she does think she's a celebrity, of course. But I've been to France and Paris a couple of times myself, and the French people are slightly, well, reserved. And some of their culture, they can appear, well, a bit rude, maybe. It's like when I went to a place in Paris, I know they all could speak English, but they didn't. They tried to make it as awkward for me as possible, because even though my name is, well, French-Canadian, I don't speak a word of French. Well, some. But I'll put a link to the story down below. She's obviously put it on there just to create, you know, a stir, to get more hits. That's what it's all about. She's gone to France for holiday and absolutely hasn't learnt anything about France whatsoever. She came back as dumb as she went. Well, you know, I thought femons were scared to go out the doors and they're scared of being attacked all over the place. But this femon went on holiday on her own to France. Well, that'd be another smoke and mirrors job then, won't it, guys? And this is just for people who are thinking of going to France to see Paris and all that. France isn't the place it used to be. If you're going to go to France, stay on the main path. Because if you veer off, you'll end up in some place looks like Beirut. Because I'm afraid France isn't France anymore. I'm having quite a few Peronis tonight for just because. So there may be another useless video tonight after the Peroni kicks in. You never know. You take it easy, fellas.